This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show, starring your favorite video games and some brand new ones being introduced to the public for the first time anywhere. And now, here's your host for Starcade, Jeff Edwards.
Thank you very much. Welcome to Starcade. We're backstage here. Our players are warming up for today's big match. And today, one of them's going to have the opportunity to win his very own video arcade game. So, players, you all ready?
Yeah.
All right, let's go play Starcade. Here we go. Oh, nice audience. Hi there at home. Here we are in Starcade and have a couple of really good contestants here today. Both of you wearing blue. I must have missed the memo here, and I don't have a blue shirt on. What's your name?
My name is Mike Gurgich. I attend Bookster Junior High School. I'm a published author of poetry. I'm on my way to publishing my first book, and I wrote a special poem for Starcade.
Did you?
Yeah.
May I hear it?
Yeah. Okay. Zap 'em, snap 'em, blow 'em all away. Starcade is the game show you really get to play. Sure, other games are fun, but it's not the same as playing in competition a video game. After two games, the one with the most scored is the one to go and play the name the game board. Two or three right, and you get a reward for knowing all the games on the name the game board. The third game you play is the deciding round, so fire away and move your ship around. Rack up the points, about 1,000 or two, and hope the guy you're playing doesn't beat you. But you don't care, because you know it's all for fun. You don't care if he wins the little son of a gun. And then you win and you go for the big prize. This time you have 30 seconds, you realize. You strive your best to get the necessary score, and then you end up with 50 points more. You yell and you scream as you look at the game. That in a short while will be in your name. First you thank the host because he's a real star. Then you say thank you, Kevin, wherever you are.
All right. Woo. Well, Mike, that was really nice. There was nothing wrong, but for me, it was a little long. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
What's your name?
My name's Giles Heppard. I live in San Bruno. I just graduated from high school, and I'm fully employed. I just bought a brand new car.
Oh, yeah, good. Well, you be careful of that car. This is Starcade, as you know, and our contestants are matched up based on their ability in playing today's games. And one of you is going to have a chance to win this fabulous video arcade game. Today it is Joust. Okay. That'd be nice to take home. You guys shake hands. Giles and Mike, head back to the podium. And while they head over there, Kevin will tell us what games we have to deal with today. Kev?
Jeff, the latest and greatest video games are always featured here on Starcade, and today is no exception. First, it's Mr. Dew's Castle, a royal setting full of unicorns. Pole Position 2, a race for the number one position. Cliffhanger, a real doll sweetheart. Mr. Dew, the doop-de-doo man himself. And Vega's Battle, a fight to save the human race. Jeff?
All right, those are today's five games. Both of you had a chance to play them before today's show. One of them, as you know, is a mystery game. Pick it in the first three games, and a valuable prize is automatically yours. So we'll ask Kevin to tell our home audience what that is.
Today's mystery game, Mr. Dew.
All right, that's what the mystery game is. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. First one to buzz in gets to answer the question. Answer it correctly, and you'll pick the first game. You all set?
Yeah.
Here we go. How many chefs are pursuing the player in Food Fight? A4 or B5? Giles.
Four.
Four is right. Yeah. Okay, Giles, which game should we start with?
Mr. Dew.
Well, you nailed us for the mystery game right off the bat, Giles. Kevin, what does Giles get?
It's Veriflex's professional skateboard, the Vectra, built tough enough to be used for fun or handled with ease on competitive tracks. A newly designed skateboard from Veriflex.
Okay, so that's a nice way to start off the day. Yeah. Now let's get down to business. Kevin will tell us about Mr. Dew's Castle.
Jeff, I guess Mike's poem really got you razzled because Mr. Dew left his castle over in position one. This is just Mr. Dew. Why do they call him Mr. Dew? Because they do. And you do. A lot of cherry gathering and digging and monster bashing. Why? Just because you do. After all, you are Mr. Dew. And since you are, you can fling powerballs at monsters and drop apples on their heads. Such fun being Mr. Dew.
Thank you, Kevin. All right. Are you a Mr. Do player?
Yeah.
Then maybe you can give me some hints. I'm not so good at this game.
Well, I just try and smash them and shoot them.
Smash them and shoot them. Yeah, if you drop the apples on a couple of monsters, you get some extra bonus points.
Okay.
Okay, you have 50 seconds. Good luck to you. You ready? Get set. Play. Got a way to do it. 30 seconds. $7,650. That's really right. Good, Giles. You satisfied with that score?
Yeah, that was a great score.
I think it is, too. Head on back, Mike. I think you got troubles with this guy.
Yeah.
That's a heck of a score there. How are you at Mr. Do?
I'm all right at it.
Yeah, are you 11,600 points worth of all right at it?
I don't think so.
Well, let's find out. Turn around. 50 seconds. You ready? Get set. Play. Not bad. We're going to be right back to see who gets to choose the next game here on Starcade. Stay with us. Let's go, Mike.
Some of the Starcade staff stays at the Altamira Hotel in the hills of Sausalito, overlooking glorious San Francisco Bay. The Altamira featuring honeymoon hideaway cottage suites and garden settings. The grand prize today on Starcade is the video arcade game Joust. Enter into the manly sport of jousting, riding proudly on thy ostrich, toppling thy opponents from thy mounts. Thy grand prize today is Joust, furnished by Williams Electronics. And now back to Starcade. Here's Jeff Edwards.
That is some grand prize to shoot for. One of these guys is going to get a chance at it a little later on in the show. We don't know yet who it is. Let's check the score, see where we are. Mike, you have 5,950. And Giles, you have 11,650. Well, Giles, you're in the lead. You sure knew how to play Mr. Do, but there's still a game to be played in this round, and then the total points scored on both rounds will determine who gets to play the name of the game board. Mike, you better hope that you get to answer this question and pick the game, because he's trouble, this Giles is. All right, how many planets to Earth in the game Gyrus? A, 8, B, 5. Mike?
8.
No, sorry, it's 5. 5. Giles, you get to pick the game again. What are you going to do here?
Mr. Do's Castle.
Mr. Do's Castle. Somehow I figured he'd pick that. Kevin, tell us about Mr. Do's Castle.
Well, a doop doop dee doo, it's Mr. Do again, a busy little guy today, in a playful battle of wits with some rather unique unicorns. Do hammers away at the blocks, dropping them one at a time on unicorns, or dropping a whole lineup of them on a whole string of unicorns by hammering out two light plug blocks in a line. And for three keys, he can catch the cross and then catch the running letters for big points. You're in for an amazing adventure in Mr. Do's Castle. Do it.
Now, Giles, are you as good at Mr. Do's Castle as you were at Mr. Do?
No, I'm not very familiar with Mr. Do's Castle.
Well, Mike is going to be happy to hear that. If you can knock all those keys out, the doors at the top of the screen will open. If you get through the doors, you get some bonus points. So whether you'll be able to do that in 50 seconds or not, I don't know. But we'll find out. Giles, you get ready. 50 seconds to play. Get ready. Get set. Play.
Park.
I was wondering if you'd see that flash in West Key. There's those doors open. 18 seconds. 14. 15 under points. 11 seconds to go. $320. Nicely played, Giles. Way to go. Head on back. Here comes Mike. Well, how depressed are you?
Not that much, because I'm better at this game than I was at the first one.
Terrific. Okay, Mike, good. Let's see what happens here then. 50 seconds to go. Get ready. Get set. Play. How fast can you get there? 19 seconds. To the doors. 13 seconds. Plenty of time. 10 seconds. $600, a little bit of trouble with that. Head on back, Mike. We're going to add up the scores right now. Find out who gets to play the name of the game board. Both of you had a chance to play Mr. Do and Mr. Do's Castle. One of you now going to play for a very special prize. We'll total up the scores in both games, and the top scorer is going to get to play the name of the game board. Mike, you have so far $9,550. Giles, you have $15,970. Come on down, Giles. Well, Giles, Mr. Do, both all by himself and his cast was pretty good for you. Now let's see how you are at your video games. We're going to show you four video games. If you name the games correctly, we have a prize for you, and Kevin will tell us about that. Please do.
For 3 out of 4, it's Activision's hottest new titles for a variety of home computers. River Raid, Pitfall, the Decathlon, Space Shuttle, and Enduro, a home entertainment package from Activision. And for all four correct, first it's Lasonic's portable AM-FM radio cassette recorder with LED display, separate bass and treble control, and a three-speaker system. A great companion at parties from Lasonic. And a beautiful jeweled pendant from the Miss USA collection at Gordon's Jewelers, with over 400 stores from coast to coast, furnished by Gordon's Jewelers.
Oh, you look great in that pendant, Mike.
Yeah.
Okay, turn around. Up in the upper left-hand corner, is that centipede or millipede?
Centipede.
No, sorry, millipede. Too bad. In the next corner, Robbie Roto or the pit?
Robbie Roto.
Right you are. Check it in the center. Nibbler or slither?
Nibbler.
Right. I would surprise you if you didn't get that one. Number four, cosmic chasm or reactor?
Reactor.
Reactor is right. Good for you. Congratulations to you. We're going to be back in a minute. We'll play the final round of Starcade. We'll see if Mike can catch up to Giles and who's going to have a shot at Joust. And welcome back to Starcade. Okay, Mike and Giles. It's round number two, the big challenge. Only one game left to play. This time, only 40 seconds to play it. After that, we total up all the scores, and the top scorer in all games is going to get a chance to win Joust. And Mike, you need some points, so it's important that you get this question right and pick a game that will score good for you. Here we go. What color is Captain Cruiser's ship in Wacko? A, orange, B, green. Mike.
Orange.
Orange is right. Good for you. Now, you need points, and it's your choice. What game will we play?
Cliffhangers.
Cliffhangers. Score a lot of points in that if you're good. Absolutely. We'll ask Kevin about it.
It was a dark night with just a slight taste of rain in the air. I was on a job down at the local hangout taking care of some counterfeit lettuce.
She's gorgeous.
There she was, An angel in trouble. And what could I do? I couldn't walk away. Not from her. I had to go after her. Even if it meant taking on that scoundrel, Count Draco. You see, for her, it was easy to take on almost anything. Because I knew she was going to be worth it. Cliffhanger.
You're the poet now, and you heard Kevin. Did he say a slight taste of rain in the air?
Yeah.
What does rain taste like?
Well, it's kind of salty.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, you and Kevin are probably ganging up against me. All right. It's Cliffhanger. You'll have 40 seconds, and you need some points, Mike, so the best you don't blow it at all, okay?
Yeah.
Good luck to you. Get ready, get set, play. Oh, no. 28 seconds. Hang in there.
Jam! Jam!
Ten seconds.
Wow, she's gorgeous. She's in trouble.
45,000. 45,000 for you, Mike. Head on back. Giles is coming down. Now, Giles, are you an accomplished cliffhanger player?
No.
You say no like you're really not, right?
Really not.
Well, this could be it for you. He has 45,000 points. He was behind by some thousands of points. So you're going to have to hold your lead here. We'll wish you good luck. You have 40 seconds. Get ready. Get set. Play. Here we go.
Jam! Jam!
Oh, you blew it there. It's starting all over again. About 20 seconds.
Jam! Jam!
And you have 30,000 points. Well, let's see what happens here. Giles is in the lead all along. He got the mystery game, and he got the name of the game board, but he may have had trouble on the last game. Let's find out the total scores and see who's going to get a chance to go for Joust. Mike, you have 54,550. Giles, you have 45,970. Mike takes it for the day. Head on back there, Mike. I don't want you to come up here yet because we've got to figure out what game you're going to play and give you some prizes and other miscellaneous stuff like that. Giles, congratulations. You played real well. This last one is the one that got you. Okay, we have some. Well, not you've already got just about all we have. Yeah. Okay. Mike, you are the champion, and we have a nice gift for you. Kevin?
It's the Spectra Video SV328, a complete computer system for home and business, featuring 112K of memory, a disk drive, and an expansion box, Spectra Video.
Oh, my turn. Mike, in just a second, we're going to find out if you can take home Joust. And welcome back. All right, Mike, I can tell you're excited, and you should be, because you have a chance right now to win Joust all to yourself. There's still two games left unplayed, Pole Position 2 and Beggar's Battle. During the commercial break, we informed you that if you picked Pole Position, you'd have to score at least 6,681 points. If you picked Beggar's Battle, you'd have to score at least 4,504 points. Those are the average scores of more than 20 other players who played these same games. You reached your decision, and you picked
Pole Position.
Pole Position 2. Okay, that means if you score 6,681 points or more in 30 seconds, you're going to take Joust home with you. All right? Yeah. All right, let's have Kevin tell us about Pole Position. We'll go over and get ready to play.
Mike, to your racing machine, the race of a lifetime is about to begin. The challenge has been made. Four tracks await: the Fuji, the Suzuka, the Seaside, and a special test track. Mike, Start your engines. Prepare to race for the pole position.
I love it when he does that. Okay, it's pole position. You can pick whatever track you want, so that'll be up to you. Only hints I can give you is sometimes on the straightaway, if you're in trouble and you see a bunch of cars in front of you, if you stay right on that center line, you can go right between them. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Okay, and on the inside of that hairpin turn, you can take it on the grass and then quickly get back on the track, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right, good luck to you, Mike. We want you to take home Joust with you today. You need 6,681 points in 30 seconds. You ready? Get set. Drive.
Prepare to qualify.
There you go. 1 second. Trouble, one crash, a little late start, but Mike, you're a heck of a player. It's been nice knowing you. Congratulations to you for being a big winner here on Starrcade. This is Jeff Edwards from Starrcade. See you in the next show. Until then, hope all your troubles get zapped. Bye-bye.
For more information about Starrcade, visit www.starrcade.tv and g4tv.com/Starrcade.
Starrcade set furnished by RCA. This is Kevin McMahon speaking. Starrcade is a JM production.